With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators called for a halt to Israel's efforts to subdue Hamas in Gaza, and they marched in Washington, Paris, Berlin, and other European cities yesterday to make their point. The young crowd here in Washington unfurled an enormous Palestinian flag outside the White House and warned President Biden he'll pay a price for his support for Israel. Meanwhile, Biden's presidential campaign is predicting a very close race in 2024. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
With Election Day 1 year away, the president's reelection team is prepping for a likely matchup against Donald Trump. In a strategy memo, Biden's campaign manager said they're already looking beyond the Republican presidential primary to a general election that will be very close. She said the president's 2020 message will be central to this campaign and that he will present a contrast with the Make America Great Again movement. One issue the memo omits is voters' concerns that Mr. Biden is too old for the job. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, former Senator Jim Talis says the president's handling of the Middle East crisis is posing a serious danger to the U.S.
Talis says the president's belief he can construct a peaceful solution through a partnership with Iran
is nothing short of lunacy.
Talis says Iran has to be constrained and deterred as it was during the Trump administration.
They have to believe that when they attack the United States or our allies, our soldiers, that there will be costs and consequences, and they will regret doing it.
Talent tells the Salem Radio Network that's a message the Biden administration has failed to convey. Bob Agner reporting.
More calls for Washington to regulate cryptocurrency as people are losing big money. However, there does not seem to be any agreement on Capitol Hill as to exactly what ought to be done. This is SRN News. Parents all across the nation are suddenly questioning what their children are being taught in school, and one expert says it all started during the pandemic when kids were stuck at home.
Doing classes by Zoom and things of that nature, having parent portals with assignments and assigned readings, the parents had become more active than perhaps they had been historically and began to realize, wait a minute, these things that are being taught to my child, I don't agree with, I don't believe in, and I don't believe they should be taught.
Abraham Hamilton is with the American Family Association.
People are using their classrooms as a mechanism to transmit values that may be foreign to the parents as opposed to, you know, the traditional understanding of reading, writing, and arithmetic.
He says every mom and dad in the country needs to find out what their youngsters are being taught in school and what books are being used in class. If they don't like what they find, they need to take action. The American Family Association has resources for parents. This is SRN News. The last major addition to the National World War II Museum in New Orleans is called the Liberation Pavilion.
The exhibits commemorate the end of the war, emphasize its human costs, and capture the horror of those who discovered the aftermath of Nazi atrocities. It also spotlights the war's enduring social and geopolitical legacies, like the acceleration of the civil rights and women's equality movements, as well as the formation of world alliances. The pavilion opened Friday. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 5th. It's the 309th day of 2023. There are just 56 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1605, the gunpowder plot failed as Guy Fawkes was seized before he could blow up the English Parliament. On this date in 1872, suffragist Susan B. Anthony defied the law by trying to cast a vote for President Ulysses S. Grant. This is SRN News.